Baltimore is struggling with record violence. Last month, the murder rate hit a 40-year high. Over the last week, we've talked about this problem with law enforcement officials and politicians. Now we're handing the microphone to one of the city's artists. Bring your sweet, sweet loving back to me. Mesa is a jazz and soul singer. Over 20 years, she's sung backup for Stevie Wonder, fronted the band Incognito, and recorded around a dozen solo albums. Her latest is called Back to Love. Through it all, she has remained loyal to her hometown of Baltimore. She was in the city when Freddie Gray died as a result of a spine injury suffered in the back of a police van. She was there for the peaceful protests and then the violence. Mesa, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
What went through your head when you watched this deteriorate and watched the protests turn into riots?
I was disgusted and hurt and disappointed because I know that, you know, we all know we have to fix the problem. We have to fix police brutality and violence and all these killings. We have to fix all of that. But we have to find a humane and mature way and a different way to do it. We have to also have to teach our children that we got to stay out of harm's way. And by that, I'm saying is sometimes even when you're confronted with a situation that your emotions want you to react a certain way, you have to think with your mind to react a different way.
You have a teenage son yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what I teach him.
He has economic opportunities mm-hmm. that others may not have. Mm-hmm. And yet he is growing up a black man in America.
Right.
And does that make you worry about his future?
Absolutely. I try to instill in him, and I have. He's just such a good person. He's a good human being. And it's hard for me to let him go out to the malls by himself with his friends. I fear every day that something's going to happen. And I try to tell him, I said, if anything happens, if anybody confronts you, go into a store and call me, call the police or whatever you have to do. Just don't go outside. Don't fight anybody. And I, you know, he's like, okay, Mom, I know he has to be free. But I've seen so much. As a mother, I've seen so many young black men die at hands of each other or at police. And it's just scary to me. So I don't know what to do without being a smothering kind of person, you know. I just try to make him think. I told him, wait one beat before you make any decision in your life.
What's your relationship with Baltimore like? How did the city shape you as an artist, as a musician?
I just love it. I love my city. I love Baltimore. There's much more to Baltimore. I was brought up at a time, you know, I grew up in the 70s, and it seemed like a more peaceful environment then. It seemed like people were just working towards getting a better life. It didn't seem as violent as it is now. And the culture was great. My mother took me to, which now has been torn down, the Morris Mechanic Theater. And that's the first time I knew I wanted to be a singer, but she took me to see the play Pearlie. And Melba Moore came out on stage and she opened her mouth and that was it. And I remember I was 6 years old and my heart grew like 10 times. And I just like, oh my God, I want to do that. I want to make people happy like that. And so I had no choice but to be a musician in my eyes.
This album spans a wide range of styles. There's jazz, soul, R&B, little bits of funk. Is there mm-hmm. a song that you think sounds like Baltimore?
Wow. I would say the song Miracle.
Yeah?
Yeah, that sounds like Baltimore. I mean, that's what I thought about when I was recording it. That's definitely a Baltimore song.
Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Okay.
What says Baltimore about this?
Just the all the music that you hear there is definitely that kind of upbeat, very upbeat, up-tempo vibe to the song. And as far as my lyrics, just, you know, just a message of hope and happiness and knowing that just we all need a miracle at some point in our lives, you know. And much we work hard every day, we sacrifice, and we do all the right things, but then we need that gift from the universe to help us get through.
There's a track on this album that I understand you were actually hesitant about including, given everything that's happening in Baltimore.
Oh, right, absolutely. Well, I didn't want to. It was already on the album, but the song Tear It Up, Tear It Down, it was scary to me because that was exactly the time of the riots, and I didn't want people to misconstrue what the song is about. The song is about picking up the pieces of dreams that you have in your life and making them happen at whatever point you are in life. I don't care your age or your circumstances. that if you have a dream, pick it up and go for it and stop giving excuses.
You know what you got to do now. Stop waiting, procrastinating. Ooh, child. What you gonna do in the world? Turn it up, turn it down. Pick your dreams up off the ground. Stick to it, all through it. All you got to do is do it.
We got to get the kids away from this violent music that seems to be a part of pop culture. It's kind of hard to say that because everybody has a right to listen to what they want to listen to. But when there's no balance and there's such a heavy influence of negative music, then that's what the culture is going to turn out to be. And I know we got to get a better balance on that.
So what role do you think musicians should play at a time of crisis like the moment that Baltimore is in right now?
Oh, we should be leaders. We have to use this as a way to help people get through their lives. This is what we're here for. This is not about being an egomaniac, not about making $3 trillion and wanting to be some kind of power play person. It's not about that. It's about helping each human being on this earth. What are we here for if we're not focused on that? You know, because a lot of people in Baltimore feel looked over and disrespected. And, you know, everybody said, oh, yeah, like I said, it's just a violent town. Don't go to Baltimore. You don't want to live in Baltimore. Baltimore is a beautiful place to live, a beautiful place to raise your children. And I want Baltimore to have a better reputation than it does.
Take the good with the bad and feel happy when I'm sad.
That's Baltimore native Mesa. Her latest album is Back to Love. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yes, I'm smiling.